106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
You can text the word scam at any time to 73389 to hear any of Gavin's past phone scams. Tell us about your phone scam today.
Okay, so this is cringy, and I need to say that up front that it's the idea of Jill, the wife. She wanted me to phone scam her husband, Matt. So I am asking Matt for videos and pictures of his wife so that I can make a tribute for her 30th birthday for his wife. Got it?
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Matt.
Yeah, Sam, who's this?
Oh, hey, Matt. My name's Raul, and I'm a friend of your wife, Jill's. And I'm working on something for her 30th birthday. Like, I'm making, like a tribute to her, like a video tribute with pictures and video of, you know, kind of like the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years of her life or something like that. And I'm wondering if I could get pictures, if you had any pictures or videos that I could use for the video.
I don't know who you are, but, I don't know if I feel comfortable just, and I definitely don't feel comfortable.
Yeah. No, I guess she's never mentioned me. Okay, yeah, so my name's Raul. We went to together. We graduated the same year. She was in my class. I know her parents, Jerry and John. Her best friend Morgan gave me, a whole bunch of pictures and video. If that makes you feel any better.
What kind of pictures and videos are you looking for?
I would love pictures where she's alone. It would just make my job a lot easier. If you are in any of the pictures, something where I could easily crop you out of the picture. Does that make sense? Like, maybe where you're not standing, right next to her with, your arm around her or something that. Something so that, I could, crop you out and it doesn't look like I cropped out her husband.
Okay, but why would you do that? You could easily just leave me in a photo. I don't know.
If I left you in the montage, then that would kind of defeat the purpose of the video.
Okay, so what is the purpose of the video?
Well, it's a gift for her birthday, but specifically, it's to kind of show her how much I still love her.
You still love her?
Yeah.
Who are you?
My name's Raul.
You just went, okay.
Did I not tell you that I dated Jill?
No, you did not mention that you dated Jill.
Oh, man. Oh, dude, I'm so sorry. That's my bad. That is my bad. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, Jill and I dated all through high school. And then she broke up with me 3 weeks after we graduated, before she went to school. It crushed me, obviously. But, I still love her. And I kind of want to just show her how much I love her. You understand?
No, I don't, Raul. You have to let that go. That is in the past. Jill has definitely moved on, and you don't need to make any videos.
I'm going to stop you there. I don't think we know for a fact that she's moved on. If you talk, you said you've never even heard of me. You've never talked to her about it.
She has.
How do you married. Know? How do you know?
Because she's married to me, and why would she marry somebody if she was still hung up on somebody? She's not hung up on you.
Maybe she was emotionally upset at the time. Maybe you're rich. I don't know. There's a bunch of reasons. Maybe you had a cute dog. I don't know.
You got to let that one go. Look, nobody's sending you any photos. Nobody's sending you any videos. I appreciate that. What you're doing seems kind of nice, but don't need to do that. And so just go ahead and forget her and just kind of move on.
I can't do that. I definitely can't forget about her. Listen, if you're not going to give me any pictures or videos, then that's fine. I don't want to use, stuff she puts on Facebook or Instagram because the quality's not as good, but I guess I can do that though. But I appreciate your time though.
Please don't contact us anymore. Look, we're very happily married. She's happily married to me and you need to move on with your life. She's never going to get back with you.
Okay. Right? Well, we don't know that. We don't know that for a fact. She hasn't seen the video. She hasn't seen the video. You haven't seen
the
video.
She'll never see the video.
All right.
She'll never see the video. Don't make the video.
Okay. Well, you can't stop me from making it.
Okay. Well, I can definitely tell you, please do not call us ever again. Forget this number. Forget about my wife. don't ever contact us again.
Well, we'll see about that. One more thing then before I get going, is my name's not Raul, it's Gavin, and none of this has been real. It's a prank phone call called a phone scam on the morning radio show, The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Your wife, Jill, listens to the show, and she emailed me. She wanted me, this is all her idea, she wanted me to prank phone call you.
Oh, my God.